You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So these lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off. Rattle Off is brought to you by K&H Home Solutions. Theron's on the line. Theron, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I discovered a new microbrewery that's literally right around the corner from my house.
Ah, tell me more.
Very nice.
What did you order?
The place was called Ratio, and I ordered a Tatted Heart, which is like a purple Belgian ale.
A purple Belgian? I'd
Tatted
bet.
Heart, that's a great name for a beer, too.
One of the little breweries right down by my house put on their Instagram yesterday that they created a dill pickle beer, and it called for 8 gallons of pickle juice in the beer. So I got to try it, just because, you know? Just because.
Oh, man.
Sounds kind of gross.
Well, that's a good one, though, Theron. Way to go.
Cheers.
Now let's play Rattle Off.
All right.
We'll give you a category. You've got 10 seconds and only 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. What we're looking for with you are 5 celebrities who are known by just one name. Celebrities who are known by just one name. Ready and go.
Got Cher, Madonna,
yes.
Carrot Top, Gallagher.
Time is up.
Pink.
See ya.
Pink. Yes.
Bono.
And many more. Prince.
Yes.
Prince.
Yes,
yes. Dang. You did good, though. You got 4. And
bad.
I would count Carrot Top as just one word, right? Or Carrot Top. Mr. Nobody ever called him Mr. Top.
Or Mr. Carrot. Well, Theron, you would have done better
friend.
If you weren't so drunk. All right.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, my friend. So, Emily, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, yes. Eulogies.
Hey, there you go.
What was your favorite ride there?
The Tilt-A-Whirl. That spinning is so fun.
Yeah, nice and simple.
You were dizzy, yeah. Emily, after a few rides,
I was
huh?
dizzy. Yeah. Mm.
Did you get a funnel cake or anything while you were there?
No.
You don't
no.
want to do that
it's
and get on
so
the
expensive.
Spinny thing?
No.
Oh, come on. It's a day out.
Come
splurge
on,
a little
that's
bit.
Why you go?
Oh, goodness. You guys are funny.
All right. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. We're looking for 5 movies that star Clint Eastwood. 5 Clint Eastwood movies. Ready and go.
Million Dollar Baby. Unforgiven.
He's probably got 100 movies.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that's
many.
So hard.
That Gran Torino movie.
On there. Grand
Dirty
like,
Harry.
I'm not going
to
judge.
You started to get on a roll. Yeah.
There's a lot.
I'm glad you called us. And thank you for listening, Emily. Have a fun day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Next up is Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Highlight of your weekend.
Glenwood Springs Adventure Park.
Oh, yeah. Been there. I've done that. That's a good time. Mm-hmm. Do they still have that swing that swings you out up and over the canyon?
Yes, that's the whole reason we went.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've ridden that. Yeah, that's fun.
That's
there was some
freaky.
Story about a swing like that at some park. I can't remember where it was. Maybe in Japan or something where it broke as
whoop.
The people
oh,
were far
boy.
Out.
Oh, boy.
But they happened to land on a little platform there off the edge of the cliff. So,
oh, wow.
Thank goodness.
They did not tumble out, but there was a picture of the swing broken as they swung out over the canyon or
that
whatever.
That could have been you, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you told me that afterwards.
It's a scary ride.
Right. Are you ready to play a little rattle off with your boys?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. Speaking of rides... In 10 seconds, Kim, we would like 5 animals that people ride. 5 animals that people ride. Ready? and go.
A horse, a bull, an ostrich, a cow, a dog.
I mean, really, you probably could have listed any animal.
Right.
A squirrel? You think somebody could ride a squirrel?
Somebody'd get on a squirrel and try to ride it.
Now,
yeah, why not?
I can't turn down any of those because
no.
People have ridden them.
Get me up on a St. Bernard all day long.
Right? I was going to say, my kid definitely rides my dog around.
Your poor dog.
Does your dog like that? Or
is it a chihuahua?
No, he's Pit Rottweiler. He's pretty big, so.
Yeah, he can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
What's your dog's name?
King.
See, King loves being ridden.
He's a Pit Rottweiler. His name is Peaceful. Angel.
Don't make eye contact.
Right.
Yeah.
Run while you can.
Yeah. I definitely want to throw my child up on the back of one of those dogs.
It'll be a great time.
Sure. What could possibly go wrong?
He loves kids.
Okay.
Well, you're a winner.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. Okay.
Don't stick your dog on us.
I was thinking more along the lines of like an elephant people ride, a donkey,
sure.
A camel.
Whatever I could.
You're fine. Like I said, any animal would do.
Jeremy's right. We can't really deny the ones you said, even though they're not traditionally ridden. Let's put it that way.
All right.
You got it, though.
All right, Kim, listen, if you will please stand by, Josh was going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. And for everybody else who's on hold, let's see, Alicia, Andrew, Nicole, and the others, didn't get through today, but I'll tell you what, make a note, call us back tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we will once again be playing Rattle Off.